Welcome, new leafers, to episode 85 of the Nerd Stravaganza podcast, the only podcast that under-resolves and over-delivers. I'm Tom.
I'm Brian.
And tonight we will be ushering in the year 2014 with our post-Christmas, every other New Year's tradition of D-Rezo convolutions. Longtime listeners will recall that we did these D-Rezo convolutions the year before last, and who knows, maybe this is something we'll do every other year. But before we resolve to do this every other year or not, we should probably let you guys know what we've been up to with our weekly geekly, geekly weekly Christmas update. Brian, how was your Christmas, sir? Did you get anything cool?
I got a lot of War Machine stuff. So it's almost like someone had listened to the podcast and found out that I was really interested in playing War Machine again.
Cool.
Which can't be possible because no one listens to this.
Well, Santa might have listened.
Santa listened. That's entirely possible. I bet he listened to this while he was running down chimneys in Paraguay or something.
Could be, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Our podcast is a great companion when you're on the road delivering presents.
Reindeer love this shit.
Too true.
But I got basically an entire mercenary army, which I'm kind of into. I like the whole rusty, metally, bulky aesthetic of the mercenaries, so I'm pretty excited about that. I was actually working on basing them right before this, so that's kind of exciting.
That explains the clatter I heard as you knocked everything over prepping for the show.
Yeah, that was 18 freshly painted bases all over my nice... Well, not really nice, but all over my my carpet. So, time for a new design, I guess.
Sorry to hear about your mishaps, sir. Not a good way to... Well, it is pre-midnight, so these calamities are in the old year.
There's still time to get a new carpet, is what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah. There's time to let go of the stained carpet and look forward to new carpet in the new year.
That's my resolution, new carpet in the new year.
Excellent.
And as I think you know, I did get the Super Dungeon Explorer game that I've been fondling for months at AGS. I was suspicious when it finally disappeared, but I'm happy to see that it finally disappeared into my stocking, unbeknownst to me.
That is the game that I have been calling Chibi-Paw Adventure for like 2 years, right?
Yep, that's the one.
Yeah, the really chibi-looking characters. That's awesome, man.
I got that, and I got... 4 or 5 expansions for it, all kinds of neat little things. I got a succubus and a cat girl and a fire beetle, I think.
Nice. And those require painting or no?
They do, but they're kind of on the back burner. We'll see.
Well, I want to play that game, so let me know when you want to bust that out.
And that's it. That's it. I did a little bit of a pre-scouting. I have a business trip coming up soon. I'm looking forward to experiencing new comic book stores from far away. I was just planning that out. Apparently my route is going to be very easy. There's one comic book store that I could find.
Well, we look forward to hearing about that in a future Weekly Geekly update.
And what about you, Tom?
Why, thank you for asking. My Christmas was just grand. Not only did I get to spend quality time with the family, but I made out like a bandit. On the video gaming front, I got Call of Duty Ghosts, Rise, and Dead Rising 3, all for the Xbox One. And as well, I got Super Mario 3D World, or Land, whatever it's called, for the Wii U. And like $100-something worth of GameStop gift cards.
Wow.
So I can go buy even more games, yeah. And of course, as you know, I got the, I believe it's pronounced Crossmaster Arena game, which is that really cool, speaking of kind of chibi-styled board games, game that I've been sort of lusting after at the Adventure Game Store. It disappeared off the shelf and made its way under my tree, courtesy of you, my co-host. Thank you very much for that.
I was much less suspicious when that disappeared.
Your memory is reliable. You knew what happened to it, you remembered, and sure enough, per your recollection, it ended up under my tree. All right, well, that concludes my update, and I guess it's time to get into tonight's topic, which is... our New Year's D-Rezo convolutions. For people who don't remember, that is a combination of D-resolution from Tron and convolution, which is mixing things up, mashing things up. So we D-resolve to do some things, and then after that, we come up with some cool convolutions or mashups that'll make 2014 a year to remember, or possibly one we'll want to forget. I think we've got one big possible convolution to talk about, so that'll make that simple. But before we get to that, I guess, Brian, we should start by de-resolving to do things. Now, try to keep in mind the impact double and triple negatives have on a sentence, but don't pay too much attention to it because it makes for much comedy and mirth when we kind of screw up while we're talking about these things. So anything along the geek lifestyle lines that you de-resolve to do in the coming year?
Let me plot out the negatives. I am not going to not let another year pass without having painted an army.
So you de-resolve to not paint.
Correct.
Well done. You're already a pro at de-resolutions.
I collect this stuff and I love it, but I never, it's same thing I do with my writing. I never finish anything. I get bored after the narrative hook.
Finishing things is important. Okay, speaking of which, that brings me to my first de-resolution. I de-resolve to leave a bunch of video games unplayed by the time 2014 comes to a close. I am working feverishly to finish my backlog of games from 2013 and even farther back, and I'm hoping to really stay on top of gaming. And I know that's really not important in the grand scheme of things, but to me it kind of is, because I'm spending money on these games and I should be experiencing them. Over to you. You got another one?
I do. I'm planning out the double negatives. I am going to let another year pass without starting the reading blog that I've meant to for, you know, like 16 months.
So you are going to let that happen or you are not?
Well, I'm de-resolving to let that happen.
Perfect. See, when you preface things with de-resolve, you can say the thing that's really going to happen and then just pop a de-resolve in front of it and it works out. I de-resolve to not build a robot this year because I don't not want to build a robot this year in 2014.
You know what would make both of our de-resolutions a lot easier? If only we were part of some kind of community where we could broadcast our progress to a bunch of people and they could encourage us or offer advice. We should probably look into something like that.
You mean like a website or something where you could post videos for people to watch?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I de-resolve to not post anything to our YouTube channel, which I think fits that bill perfectly. In fact, we do have a YouTube channel. And I do have a partially completed robot building attempt. In my defense, I did have my camera ganked from me on my trip back through LA and Disneyland, which had all my footage, but I really need to get on that. So I de-resolve to not chronicle the creation of my robot in 2014.
And I think nerdstravaganza.com is as good a place for a reading blog as any.
I agree. But, you know, I think our current platform could use a little spiffing up such that it lent itself a little more toward blogging. So should we de-resolve to switch over to WordPress, say?
That would be nice.
Whoops, I got it wrong. We should de-resolve to stick with our current setup.
To stick with the lowest bidder.
Yes. So yes, we de-resolve to not change anything at the nerdstravaganza.com website. Let's see, what else can we de-resolve? I de-resolve to buy a season pass to the RenFest here in South Florida, meaning I really don't want to attend it the entire time. I spent way too much time there last year because I bought the season pass and felt obligated to go weekend after weekend, and got to feel like I was a little too much of a regular. When the vendors are starting to recognize you, you've been there too many times.
So what you're telling me is the year after I win 4 season tickets, you're not going to go.
Oh, man. I might have to de-resolve to de-resolve in this one. So those are season tickets you have?
Yeah, those are 4 season tickets.
Wow. I might have to not follow this D resolution. for this year.
this is a good time to bring this up, because on occasion I talk about this, and it may as well be a de-resolution, just because you can do something and just because someone wants you to do something, I de-resolve to not necessarily do that thing this year.
So you de-resolve to say yes when you really mean no.
Yeah. Even if we have tickets, we don't have to go every... You're right. Maybe, like, I mean, they're a little expensive, I guess. And I felt like, you know, the need to get the most out of them. But they're free this year, so fuck it. Let's just go once.
Yeah. I mean, maybe twice, you know? But you don't have to go, like, six times, right?
Winch's weekend and beer weekend.
Yeah. Good enough. Can we... Why don't they just do a Winch's and beer weekend?
We'll have to talk to Bobby.
Yeah. Let's have words with the king. King Bobby of the Renfest. When is the Renfest this year, by the way? February, March?
February, March, something. I can look it up if you care.
Okay. That's 2 months to forget my D resolution, so odds are...
The most of mine last.
Another D resolution. I de-resolve to wear my typical uniform of black t-shirts and jeans for the entire year. I will instead wear a variety of t-shirts and jeans during 2014.
I might even wear green this year.
Green's a nice color. Are you opposed to green in general?
No, you just don't wear green.
You know, you're right. Do I never wear green? My God.
Very rarely wear green.
You know, and green is my favorite color.
But, which is why I've noticed what you wore, no homo.
Yeah, people have asked me if I have a closet full of black t-shirts. And the answer is yes. I really do have like 20 black t-shirts because I just like to wear black t-shirts.
It's convenient, I got to admit.
It is, yeah. But it's not really so much because I'm fashion conscious or that I really care what other people think. I do have quite a few like neat t-shirts that I would like to wear. And I mean to wear them, but they just stay in my closet. So I'm going to make a point of wearing t-shirts that I like. I'm going to express myself through clothing, so to speak, which is something I normally don't do. I de-resolve to not express myself through clothing. Over to you.
I got a big one, and this one might be serious to the point of boring. So let me know if I send anybody to La La Land with this. I am not going to publish a book this year.
Good one.
It might not sell at all, and it might suck, but I have decided that, yeah, like waiting and hoping for Stephen King to bump into me while I'm, you know, narrating at AGS just isn't going to work. I'm just going to go the self-publication route and put something up on Amazon and what's it called? Smashread? Smashwords?
I know not. Is that a self-publishing venue of some sort?
Yeah, it's an ebook publishing, basically.
Excellent. I de-resolve to support you in that endeavor in any way I can as a friend. Wait, no, I de-resolve to not do that. You know which one I meant. I think, depending on which one.
I resolve to let you sink. You're on your own with this one.
Right. Your de-resolution inspires me to de-resolve to do something productive, but I'm not a writer per se. At least I didn't study writing. I de-resolve to not write a collection of short stories and pass them over to you for review and criticism during the year 2014.
Nice. All about literature this year.
Literally. Or not, depending on how many levels of negativity we are deep. I'm still not really sure. When I edit this episode, I will make a note of what we actually resolve to do, and I will send that list to you. Because it may be that we resolve to do nothing. And so by 2015, having accomplished nothing won't really matter.
We will at least have been honest with ourselves.
Right. And our audience members. Ooh, here's one. I've got another one. Speaking of audience members, I de-resolve to not engage our audience here at the Nerd Extravaganza podcast and make them proud to be members of our audience. So I'm going to be a better podcast community member this year.
Along the lines of supporting our Nerd Extravaganza community, I de-resolve to not vandalize Fort Lauderdale with our very catchy stickers with a certain guerrilla advertising companion of mine anymore. That's wrong, and I shouldn't do it.
Excellent. I'm glad you're de-resolving not to do that. Well done. All right. I guess I'll finish up with one last de-resolution for 2014. I de-resolve not to attend PAX this year because I had such a terrible time there last year. I really, really don't want to don't go there not again this year, which somehow translates to I intend to be at PAX this year again because last year was cool. And I'm not sure why that's a resolution. That's kind of like saying I intend to eat good food or go to Disney World. I guess I'm resolving to have a fun life this year, in short.
I am apparently de-resolving to attend Dragon Con solo this year.
Oh, that's right. Dragon Con. And Dragon Con overlaps PAX, doesn't it?
I believe it does every year, yes.
Then I de-resolve to not be in two places at once, I guess, is the way to solve that problem. Or I de-resolve to not split my time between PAX and Dragon Con. I kind of want to go to Dragon Con as well. Or I'm going to have to work this out. So one of these is going to not happen or happen, depending on which I pledge to do.
This one, I don't think will be a conflict, but it will be another thing for you to plan out. Gen Con.
Oh, yeah. When is that? What month?
No idea.
I'd like to go. Let's de-resolve to not go to Gen Con. And I think that's a nice final de-resolution for 2014. Also, yeah, I'm going to eat healthier and, like, get in good shape and blah, 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 blah. You know, all the self-improvement crap that nobody ever really follows through on. Sign up for, like, 3 gyms this year, etc. Not really germane to our podcast, so we won't get in any of those. All right. That brings us to the second half of the show, which is the convolution part.
And as if this weren't convoluted enough.
Exactly.
That was all just lead up. Now you know what convoluted feels like.
Right. In de-resolving to not do things, we created such a convoluted mess that this part of the show is taken care of. But just in case it's not, we will now ponder a convolution or mashup of massive proportions, that being Disney's absorption of pretty much everything we love. And whether that might spell good or bad things in 2014 and beyond, we sort of talked about this pre-show and decided this would be kind of the biggie we would talk about. Brian, any recent Disney acquisitions, recent or in the past few years, that you're happy about, sad about, see leading to good things, bad things?
I'm actually really happy to learn that Disney bought Transformers, and now we don't have to worry about another Bayformer movie ever being made.
Is that a joke? Did they really buy Transformers?
No, it's a joke. Sorry.
Okay, I was going to say, wow. I mean, you'd have to worry about it, like a musical being made would be the only downside. But even that's better than the Bayformers stuff, right?
That Lion King costume kind of Broadway musical could be really cool for Transformers.
Actually, you're right. Yeah, the live-action one, that would be kind of cool. And you wouldn't have to worry about Bumblebee peeing on anything, right?
No, probably not. I think they discourage that on Broadway.
By the way, have you ever seen any of the other... I hear fireworks going off in the background, by the way.
Yeah, all right. That's perfect. I guess we'll let that pass.
I don't know. I kind of like it.
Oh, all right.
Did you ever see any of the Transformers movies beyond the first one?
No. Two almost had me, because there are no words for how much I love Jetfire. And I was really excited to see Jetfire in the movie. And then I learned that Jetfire was some crotchety old man who farted parachutes and needed a cane to get around. And I was just done with him forever.
My God, please tell me you're kidding me. I mean, which one was that from, the second one?
That was two, I believe.
Yikes. I was already done with the series after the, like, hide-and-seek game, or the freeze-tag game outside of Sam's house, and Bumblebee peeing. But then I heard about, like, the caricatures in part two, and now you're telling me that. I'm done with that series. I'm going to throw in another D-resolution. I D-resolve to not watch... Wait. I de-resolved to watch the whole Transformers series and celebrate all of Michael Bay's contributions to that universe. But seriously, any real Disney acquisitions that you're happy or sad about?
I'm indifferent to them all right now. I mean, Indiana Jones was, it looked like it was really going to shit anyway, so at least I can't make it any worse. But I kind of, I don't know, we'll see. I don't know what they're doing with anything. I don't trust them yet, so it's hard for me to get excited about anything.
I heard the next movie is all about divining rods, so I don't know if that interests you at all.
More than Alien Skulls.
Yeah, that movie was, that was something. But I feel the same way, of course, about Star Wars, right? Can't get any worse. I mean, it's Disney, right? They're at least competent. Can't get any worse than what Lucas already did.
I'm starting to get a little bit of excitement built up for Rebels.
Oh?
Feeling kind of, yeah, that Rebels might be good.
That's the TV series?
Yeah.
What's got you excited? Just what you're, like the buzz about it? Or?
Yeah, just some of the buzz and just seeing them like start to build the community and start to put it out there. And like it feels like a real thing now. And there's not really anything about it I hate. So it's easy for me to like a Star Wars thing.
Nice. And it's not Clone Wars, right? So that's huge right there.
I believe it's between Clone War and like Galactic Era or whatever it's called.
Okay.
So that's a good time to cover.
Considering Clone Wars covered every nanosecond between the second and third movie, there's nothing else to do in that time frame. So makes sense that they would place this one at another point in the timeline.
Could be good, man.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Cool. That's exciting. I think that could be good. I think Disney's acquisition of Star Wars in general is going to make me happy, both on the little screen and the big screen. And I also am curious to see what becomes of the Marvel properties. I mean, they're doing movies already, so that's kind of a known quantity. But like specifically in the theme parks, because as people who've been to the Orlando, Florida area know, Universal Studios has a whole land devoted to Marvel characters. And I wonder if they're just going to like pay Disney royalties to keep that, or if they're going to end up losing Marvel and Disney's going to put in like Marvel Land in their park.
I believe that they own and are going to keep those characters, but they can never expand, and they're not likely to ever give those up. No Hulk ride, no Storm ride, no Spider-Man ride at any of the other parks, but like anything else. That's why they're doing like Ant-Man and shit, like Ant-Man ride.
You're saying so Disney cannot use those characters, but Universal can't expand their role either?
Right. Like basically what Universal has is what they're stuck with. So they can do like another Spider-Man thing or another Hulk thing or whatever, but they can't like move out. Like Captain America, I don't think they have him, do they?
I don't believe so.
Captain Ride or anything. Like Hawkeye or...
Interesting. I wonder if they're going to kind of keep this stalemate, or if Disney's just going to make things so miserable for them that they're going to eventually want to kind of give up the property, or if they're going to work out some kind of a deal. Because wouldn't you think that Disney would want to bring that under their umbrella exclusively?
Mercenarily, they're getting money for nothing.
That's true.
Do not have to do anything to have that income. So they may not be so anxious to get rid of it.
Yeah, you're right. That's kind of like Sony is happy to have Microsoft use Blu-ray in the Xbox One, right?
Yeah.
Sure. So, I mean, they make money either way. So I guess if you look at it that way, it's like free exposure of their properties at their competitor's park. So it's kind of a no-lose for Disney, the way I look at it. So let's contemplate rumored or not rumored, maybe desired absorptions into the Disney empire. Are there any IP rumors that you've heard of, like that Disney might be contemplating grabbing hold of?
None that I thought were serious. Not really.
I've heard that the Lord of the Rings thing is being kicked around, that both Universal and Disney are sort of in talks with the Tolkien estate or the trust or whoever controls those things to do a themed land in a park. Don't know if there's any truth to that. That might be cool or it might be horrible. I'm not really sure I want to ride Smaug the Dragon in roller coaster form, you know?
Being pessimistic, I think that's less likely now because from everything I've heard, like, Christopher Tolkien's kind of unhappy with Tolkien being an industry, and he wanted to go back to, like, the heart of the work. So I don't know if he would go for, like, a further celebration of the ninjutsu that that has become.
So when he sees the Lego playset for Lake Town, he kind of is like rolling his eyes like, no thanks.
Well, you know, he's kind of right. Tolkien was never an action flick. It was all about character growth and coming to trust people and learning to be better elves and hobbitses. And there was like none of that in the last movie. So I think he'll be less likely to work with anybody.
Okay, that's an interesting thought. I mean, I personally love Legolas showing up and surfing on orcs and like doing cool trick shots and dancing on the heads of dwarves. It's just great stuff. But I guess if Christopher Tolkien has to be a party pooper, this might be it for the expansion of the Tolkien universe into multimedia and theme parks. Because if he doesn't like the treatment Jackson has given it, he's definitely not going to like people riding around on Bjorn in Merry-Go-Round 4.
There could be a really awesome, like, shield surfing ride, though. Like a stand-up roller coaster.
What would it be called? Like, Legolas Surfers or something?
There's an Oliphant joke in this somewhere.
Fantastic. Oh, you know what? The ride could just be called And My Axe.
And My Axe.
Yes.
It could be called Mountain Doom.
Ooh, I like Mountain Doom. Actually, that's going to be their Mountain Dew branded soda for the park, for Tolkien Land. Man, it's going to be awesome. Can't wait. And oh, they're going to sell, like, Lembas. They're going to sell the Elven Whey bread. But it's actually going to just be, like, a big and cheesy from Dunkin' Donuts.
It's going to be a, what are those god-awful Spanish flat cheese things called?
Arepas.
It's going to be arepas.
Check out our Elven arepas. They're delicious. It's fantastic. Okay, so I'm a little more hopeful than that because I liked what they did with Harry Potter in Universal, but Harry Potter's a little more contemporary, so it lends itself a little better maybe to a theme park. The more I think about it, unless we're going to make like just enchanted woods for me to wander around in and see elves in character, I don't know what they could really do to please me along the lines of Tolkien, because that's one of those situations where I just want to be in the world. I don't want to like ride around on a fell beast or something, you know?
I really want to be negative and I really want to be a purist or whatever, but I would stand in line for 6 hours to ride King Under the Space Mountain.
King Under the Space Mountain. Wow. That's cool. We should probably name this episode that. So, all right. The only other thing I wanted to throw out there was Disney. There's no rumor about this. This is just purely my imagination running off into the woods. Because there has been collaboration of the type that there already was between Disney and Lucas's enterprise prior to the Star Wars acquisition, I see Disney somehow acquiring and or merging with Square Enix, mainly because of the Kingdom Hearts games, which are pretty successful. Seem like I'm off in the woods, or can you see that happening?
Little bit hopeful, but I can see it happening. And I can see it being worth a fuck ton of money.
You mean the purchase of Square Enix because of that franchise? Or?
No, I mean like the venture drawing a lot of money.
Can you imagine a Final Fantasy land? Like now that I could get into big time.
But no, can you imagine the Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom like reskinned as Kingdom Hearts? Where your actual quest is to go to the different lands and to meet the different heroes and to do different things with them.
Duh. You know what? Before I went into Final Fantasy, because I'm such a freaking fanboy, I should have thought of that obvious application. Yes, because Kingdom Hearts already takes place in the Disney universe, doesn't it?
But it would actually be walking around the parks, like looking for, you know, the Pluto in the fursuit or whatever.
That's incredible. I'm kind of surprised they haven't done that already. They're one step away from it with Sorcerers, so yeah, holy cow. That would be cool. I'm kind of wanting this to happen now that you mentioned that possibility. All right, should we root for that, I guess? Should we de-resolve to not hate on that potential idea coming to be?
if I get to ride a gummy ship, I'm all for it.
Awesome. I can't wait to go to the Chocobo petting zoo, by the way.
They'll probably actually breed Chocobos, too.
They'll get, like, a species of emu and, like, cross it with, like, a whatever kind of bird is actually golden in its plumage.
That'll be the quest to the animal kingdom.
Oh, to go over to the Chocobo breeding grounds?
Yeah.
That would be pretty awesome. All right, is there anything else in terms of the spreading Disney empire we want to discuss?
Well, we haven't actually... I mean, we mentioned it, but we haven't actually discussed the recent acquiring of Indiana Jones movies.
You're right. We kind of mentioned it, but didn't really delve too much into it, did we? So you're thinking good things, no more alien skulls. Like, this could really spell a reinvigoration of the franchise?
You know what? I'm hoping they just keep it away from Shia LaBeouf.
Do you remember the end of Alien Crystal Skulls when Shia LaBeouf, like, picks up
Indy's hat? Reaches for the hat.
Yeah, and then he, like, whips it away from him. I gotta think Harrison Ford was like, no, this guy's not inheriting my franchise. And, like, improv that or something.
Yeah, that was another one of Harrison Ford's famous improvs. The only reason he didn't shoot Shia LaBeouf is because he didn't have a gun with him.
Exactly. Yeah, I understand that we're past, like, dated notions of masculinity and being macho and being, like, a leading man. But Shia LaBeouf was just too slight to be an action hero, you know what I mean?
Not to mention Mutt sucked.
Mutt?
That was a kid's name. That was, like, Indy Jr.'s name, wasn't it?
Was his name Mutt?
Yeah, I think it was Mutt.
Yeah, I didn't see him in any way being the type of son that could follow in his father's footsteps. Which leaves us with a dilemma, and leaves the Imagineers at Disney with a dilemma. How convincing an audio animatronic can they make to replace Harrison Ford when Harrison Ford is no longer able to or willing to be Indiana Jones? Because I can't think of anybody that's a worthy successor at this point.
Dude, if they can resurrect who's Leia?
Carrie Fisher?
If they can resurrect Carrie Fisher.
True, but, well, yeah, I guess you're right. Disney's fairy dust can keep anybody going. You can see 2, 3, 4 more Indiana Jones movies starring Harrison Ford.
Starring Harrison Ford's animated corpse.
If not actual corpses, Disney does reanimate careers, we can say that. Speaking of which, how excited are you about seeing Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill on the screen again?
I'm really nervous. I don't know. I think just with everyone selling out to, like, action movies and everything like that, I'm just really worried that it's going to be like a American Idol spinoff or I don't know.
I really don't want to see Elder Jedi Knights Luke Skywalker and Leia doing, like, wire-fighting flips and other silliness. I hope that in this new era, the slower, more deliberate, and refined way of lightsaber fighting has taken over, and we're not going to see, like, crazy, like, ninja flipping like we saw in the prequels.
I'm really afraid that they're only going to be there to pass the torch, and that, like, Mandy Moore and Justin Timberlake are going to be the new Jedi.
And Shia LaBeouf, we're going to put him in as well. Why not? While we're at it. I hope not. I mean, I'm not against the passing of the torch. I don't want the old cast to be kept around past where it makes sense. But I want them to be very careful in their choice of successors. You know what I mean? I mean, I'd rather they went with no names.
I just hope it's not a teen drama or something like that. Like
a teen drama?
I don't know. I just have this really bad feeling. Look at who they marketed the last movie to. And it was a movie. It was a theatrical release.
You mean the Yoda Man stuff?
No, the Clone Wars.
Oh, right, 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 right. So you think they're going to make it, like, kind of juvenile, or?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're going to go almost like a Harry Potter thing and take the people. What were you, like, 6 when Episode 1 came out and you're, you know, 18 now or 21 now or whatever? I think they're just going to go for that crowd. If you grew up with Annie, you'll love the further adventures of, I don't know.
But that's awful, and that doesn't make any sense because we grew up with, you know, Luke and Leia, they were young. Like, the actors were young. What were they, like, 19 in that movie? But they didn't act like hormone driven teenagers. There wasn't like teen drama. They were very mature, I thought.
That was 30 years ago. The world's changed.
Oh boy. I hope you're wrong. I really don't want like some silly Twilight movie translated into Star Wars. That's lame. I hope Disney does not do that. I hope they don't bend to whatever pressure there might be, but it is Disney, so they're going to want to tie it into the Disney Channel somehow.
I think this is going to be like Miley Cyrus in space.
Oh, no.
They're going to do like a Hannah Montana thing where the Twi'lek takes off her tails. They're like fake tails, and she's not really a Twi'lek. But like the singer's a Twi'lek, so she has to like go through hours of makeup to be on stage. And that's what the cargo holds in the Millennium Falcon are for now. They have to like smuggle the clothes so that no one will find out.
Oh, gosh. You're right. You're right. That's what's going to happen. And of course, the movies are all going to be musicals.
They're going to be like Grease. They're going to be, you know, a couple of songs thrown in just for like song and dance numbers to show off, you know, whoever's talent.
Oh, wow. I can't wait to hear the resurrected Emperor's like theme song. What do you think it's going to, what do you think it's going to be called? Like the Sithuation or something? Like what do you think his song number is going to be entitled?
I have no idea.
I like the Sithuation.
The Sithuation. What's the Sithuation?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Oh boy. So we're generally optimistic about the Disneyfication of all things, but cautiously optimistic as well, I think it is fair to say.
I do wake up screaming some nights.
Why Timberlake? Why a purple glowing Sam Jackson? Why? By the way, if he gets purple glowies, I'm done with Star Wars.
I'm really nervous about that. I'm really nervous about that. Hey, I want to be in the movie. You're dead. Hey, I want to be in the movie. Look, Sam, you're dead. So? I want to be in the movie.
Yeah, how about no?
Think you can swing a dead accent instead of a Jedi one?
Well, the good news is we don't have to make any high-stakes de-resolutions regarding Star Wars because that movie is due to come out in 2015. But news might come to the surface this year that makes us change our minds. So let's round this out with a final de-resolution that I think we can both get on board with. Let's de-resolve to like Star Wars unconditionally. You on board with that?
Unconditionally? Yeah, absolutely.
Then I think that's a great way to wrap this up. Bring it on, 2014. We are looking forward to breaking our de-resolutions, which we're pretty sure means we'll be keeping our resolutions, but it doesn't matter because we didn't make any resolutions. We only de-resolved to do things that we don't not want to do. Whew, okay. Never say that we commit to anything here on the Extravaganza podcast, but I will tell you what you can commit to, listeners, in the coming year. You can commit to listening to our podcast by subscribing to us on iTunes or through whatever other pod-catching software you might happen to use. And feel free to rate us favorably and write us an awesome review. We really appreciate that. And of course, check out our website, nerdstravaganza.com. And feel free to stream our show at Stitcher.
And resolve or de-resolve or convolute, I'm not sure, to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, plus want us on Google Plus. And don't forget, if you're really a big fan, you can join the Secret Society at our Facebook group and interact just directly with us.
And I think that is a wrap for 2013, people. Enjoy your new year. We will see you on the flip side. Until then,
for now, Nerdstravaganza, so long.